Welcome to Talk of the Bay. I'm Christine Barrington. This little bit of musical genius is Dizzy Gillespie's Groovin' High, and it's a bit you'll be hearing regularly on KSQD because it opens a terrific program new to the Squid but well-known to dedicated listeners for more than two decades. Gary Shapiro's talk show, From the Bookshelf, has been featuring the giants and the hidden gems of popular culture since 1999. You can now enjoy his on-air banter with authors, musicians, historians, and icons of the entertainment industry every other Thursday at 6 p.m. right here on KSQD. And so here to tell us all about it is Gary Shapiro. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you. I like your enthusiastic introduction.
I am the queen of enthusiasm here at KSQD. That's my job.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a joy. So we have about the next hour to take a tour through your pop culture wonderland, visiting past shows and looking forward to a new future right here at KSQD.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So you've sat down virtually with extraordinary people, to say the least. It must be incredibly enriching and pretty darn fun to do your show,
it's,
correct?
It's such a gift. Yeah, it's really wonderful. I mean, you know, imagine that you're reading a book and you'd say, gosh, I'd sure like to ask the author this. And then I get to do that.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. And it's wonderful because I love to read and I love to talk. So,
isn't that the perfect combination? I know. I love having a show here too because it gives me an excuse to talk to interesting people.
Yeah.
And it expands my world. So, given you are also a DJ on the station, you have two different music programs.
That's
right.
Shapiro
at Large.
Shapiro
Mondays.
At Large, Monday at 11 a.m. Shapiro at night, Thursdays at midnight.
Right. Do you actually come in at midnight to do that show?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So then you'll be coming in a second time on Thursdays, every other Thursday at 6 p.m. to do your show From the Bookshelf. And since you are an official music aficionado, you know a lot about music. How I want to do this show is, for the most part, I'm going to play a song.
Yeah.
And then you're going to tell our listeners how that song relates to interviews you've done and whatever comes to mind, because you're sort of encyclopedic. You have a deep encyclopedia bookshelf in your head. You always have a lot that you can say.
Okay.
So I make it easy on myself. I play a song and I let you roll. So here we go. Here's the first one. So this one should be abundantly familiar.
Oh, yes.
Tell our listeners how this relates to some of the interviews you've done.
Well, Country Joe and the Fish performed that song famously at Woodstock. I've had a lot of guests, actually, who were at Woodstock. And one of those was Barry Melton, who is, in fact, the fish of Country Joe and the Fish. And what a sensational guitarist, a wonderful guy. He didn't write a book. I just asked him, you know, I found his email and said, would you be on From the Bookshelf? And he said, oh, yeah, I'd love to. That's one of the greatest things about From the Bookshelf, right? Is if you ask people to come on the show, they almost always say yes.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And his parents wanted him to be a lawyer. No, he wanted to be a lawyer, and his parents encouraged him to be a rock and roll star, right?
Yeah.
I loved that little turn. Okay.
Yeah. It was a wonderful interview, and he's a terrific, wonderful person. I really love him.
Is there another interview that you could associate with Woodstock?
Well, yeah, I've had quite a few good ones. In fact, let me think of all the people who have been at Woodstock, who have been on my show. John Sebastian was on the show, you know, famously leader of the Lovin' Spoonful, but then he opened Woodstock. I think he was the opening performer on Woodstock. And I had Neil Young, who's been on the show. He was at Woodstock.
Wow. I looked through your archives. I didn't see Neil Young
there. Ah, because when he appeared on my show, he had written a novel. This was before he had published his memoir. And under the name N.J. Young was the name of he wanted to see if the novel would, you know, soar on its own, you know, without the Neil Young name attached to it. And as it turned out, It did not. but it was a lot of fun to talk to Neil. I didn't particularly love his historical novel, which is called A Ship's Tale. I mean, but, you know, I didn't hate it. It just was not so great. And I found out that he wrote the entire novel and his memoirs later using a speech-to-text program. Yeah.
Did he edit?
Not all that well. And in fact, he writes emails this way, too. So I got, you know, usually what happens is I say, would you be on my show? And they say yes. And I say, well, let's do it this date. And they said, okay. And then on that date, we talk. And then that's the whole thing. But not with Neil. Neil was like, he sent me like 35 emails leading up to it. And then like the next day after we had recorded the interview, I was driving to work and my phone rang. Yeah, Gary, it's Neil. I was, you know, kind of surprised to hear from him. And he said, I'm not sure that interview came out so well. You want to try it one more time? I said, okay. So we recorded a second one, but we used the first one.
Well, so you got a couple of hours with Neil.
I did. And one of the nice parts of that was a kind of a 90-minute or two-hour chat that we had that wasn't on the air. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll air that sometime. So he was at Woodstock. Henry Diltz was really wonderful interview. And if you've never heard of Henry Diltz, you know his work.
You do.
Because he is one of the great photographers of all time. Now, he had a rock band at one time, and the band was produced by Phil Spector. But Phil Spector took so long monkeying around with the production that by the time the record came out, 30 years had gone by or something like that. And
someone had lost interest.
Yeah, but Henry Diltz was a friend of Steve Stills, and Steve invited him to come down and listen to his band rehearse at this rehearsal hall, and the band was called Buffalo Springfield. Mm-hmm. And so Henry Diltz was hanging out, you know, watching the band perform, and then he had a camera and he took pictures of them. And then a local magazine was interested, and so he sold these pictures, and that opened the door for him to become a photographer. And he became a very successful photographer. He was the official photographer of the Monkees. Any picture you see of the Monkees, he took. He was later the official photographer of David Cassidy. Followed David Cassidy all over the world. Right. He said David Cassidy was wonderful
guy. It was like Teen Beat magazine that hired him, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I remember Teen Beat.
And I actually once had the editor of Tiger Beat on my show, too. But anyway.